When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Thursday. It's time for our gratitude practice of this week. We are talking about nourishment in different ways all throughout the week. So nourishing our bodies, nourishing our minds, nourishing our souls, nourishing our hearts. And I want to take a moment today to bring some gratitude to the most nourishing thing that you have had happen this week, or the most nourishing moment that came your way this week. Maybe it's the most nourishing thing that you did for yourself this week. So take a moment, close your eyes if you like, and bring your awareness to something that came your way this week that really filled you up. Now you can choose any of these categories. Maybe you choose something that felt really nourishing for your body. Did you make or receive the most nourishing meal this week? Did you have a really nourishing moment eating delicious foods, or maybe drinking a delicious drink, something along the lines of that? Did you have a really nourishing moment just spending some time alone this week? I find that not loneliness, of course, but aloneness can be very nourishing in so many different ways. Did you perhaps have a deeply heartfelt, nourishing moment together with a friend? Did you have some time with people you love and you care about, some time to just talk and listen and feel seen and feel heard? There's something deeply nourishing to the heart and soul of being surrounded by people who love us and having dedicated time to really spend with people we love. Did you spend a nourishing moment out in nature, perhaps? See where your awareness takes you. For me, when I think of the most nourishing moment this week, I actually have a couple of different things to choose from, but I made the world's most delicious cup of hot chocolate the other night. I made some homemade marshmallows, which is something I've never done ever. It was a big journey to make them. So it felt really nourishing to sit curled up on the couch. I had a really beautiful book that I'm reading, enjoying that cup of hot chocolate with homemade marshmallows. It was really simple, but it felt so nourishing. And I think part of that nourishment was the time I spent putting together those ingredients and really making that moment happen. Another deeply nourishing moment I had this week was I went for a swim, really cold water, and then after that, I took a long hot bath. Those two things together just did something for my body, but also really helped to clear my mind. So what is the most nourishing moment you have had for yourself this week? I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean, premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Once you have it, I want you to take a moment to really honor all the little details that had to fall into place for you to be able to be in that place. All the things that had to come together. So if the thing you're thinking about is food that you ate, think about everything it took for each of those ingredients to grow. Think about the time it took for you to go to the farmer's market or go to the grocery store and gather those things and then cook and prepare that for you. That's a lot of energy and dedication to make a meal happen. Right? If the moment of nourishment you're thinking of is time spent alone, was there a person involved that helped you get that private moment to yourself? What are all the things that had to happen around that nourishing moment just so you could be there? Hold that. Hold the magnitude and the power of that. Don't take this nourishment for granted. I really hold the fact that it's a big deal that you are dedicating yourself to filling yourself up, to feeling really, truly good. And then find that gratitude for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for being here with me today, listening to these words. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.